It's the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
You are Locked On Jags, your daily Jacksonville Jaguars podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
What is up on a Tuesday? It's Cut Down Tuesday here on Locked On Jaguars. I'm your man, Tony Wiggins, bringing you the Locked On Jaguars podcast as we do every day because, it's ironic I said every day, because it is your team every day here on Locked On Jaguars. Got a good show for you today. We're going to talk about trades that happened yesterday for the Jacksonville Jaguars. They keep getting all of these picks, and I know it looks insignificant to everyone else. I'll explain how I believe it is absolutely important and not insignificant that they get these late round draft picks. They had two trades over the weekend that netted them 6th round picks for those players. In the second segment, we're going to talk about the positions that the team could be looking for. Today is the day where you do addition by subtraction and addition by addition, possibly over the next week, as the teams will scour the waiver wires to see if they can find some guys at the positions that they might be a little bit weak at, and we'll talk about those positions. It's kind of obvious what positions they are. And then we'll go over what to expect as the team prepares, as the team goes through these weeks, what we can expect for the team as they prepare for week one. I got to let you know that the Locked On NFL podcast is previewing every team and every division with the help of Odyssey's lineup of NFL experts through September 8th. There are preview episodes on the feed that you can listen to right now. Follow Locked On NFL today on the Odyssey app or wherever you get podcasts. All right, let's talk about the trades. As you guys know, Gardner Minshew was traded to Philadelphia for a 6th round pick, which is conditional. It could be a 5th if he plays 50% of the snaps in just 3 games. So I think that's going to probably end up being a 5th round pick. I'm not saying that Jalen Hurts won't work out, but the chances are that your backup quarterback would at least play half the games in 3 games. That kind of always usually happens for everybody. Except, you know, of course, the good teams, but we'll see what happens with Philadelphia this year. But yeah, so there's a chance that it's a 5th round pick. Even if it's not, though, it's okay, because you couple that with the fact that they were able to turn Sidney Jones into a 6th round pick by trading him yesterday as well to Seattle. Good football player, solid. I think they just committed at the position to other people. When they gave Trey Herndon the contract that they gave him, 4 years and $13 million, and he's a veteran. And then they drafted Tyson Campbell. Of course, you know they're going to keep him. I think with the reemergence of C.J. Henderson as that talented guy I've been touting and talking about this entire time, enabled them to go ahead and move him and get something for Sidney. They re-signed Sidney in the offseason, but you think about it. They picked Sidney up off the wire last year and were able to make him a 6th round pick. So I know the average person goes, 6th round pick, that's what they got. I mean, they used that on Minshew. And, you know, 6th round pick, that's Jake Luton. And 6th round pick, what is a 6th round pick on a really, really good team? It allows you to do a few things. And I'll tell you what, to me, I don't know if they got the formula from this team, but I noticed that every year when Ozzie Newsome was the GM of the Ravens, that he always would find a way to go from round 3 and end up with a 4th, 5th, and 2 6th round picks for like that 3rd round pick. Or he'd trade down from late in round 2 and he'd get a 3rd, a 4th, a 5th, and a 6th, right? And then if you pay attention over the years, he turned those picks into volume. I mean, like guys like Tavon Young and people like that. This year, what they did was they took Sean Wade in the 5th. They were probably loaded and overcommitted at the cornerback position. But you never know when injuries are going to happen. Wade apparently played well in the preseason. They traded him to a team that needs depth at corner in New England, and they got a 5th and a 6th. So you get 2 picks for a guy who you just drafted a few months ago for a 5th, all because you don't have room for him. I think that's where the value of these picks come in, and I think sometimes fans don't realize that because we want it now. And then the track record is that if that your team hasn't picked well and hasn't used those picks well, then you think they're going to mess them up anyway. You have to always remember, though, if there's a new regime and there's a new way of thinking, that these guys are going to probably try to figure out a way to get more value out of those choices. So at worst, what you have is like 4 6-round picks, a couple of fifth round picks, right? So if you're sitting there in the fourth round, you can do the opposite of what I just said Baltimore does. You can do the absolute opposite. Let's say you want to get up, you find a quote unquote Baltimore team with that philosophy, and you don't adapt to moving back, but you want to move up. If you're sitting there in, say, the fourth round, and there's some extreme value in the middle of the third round, sometimes you can't go up from the fourth round to the third round with just offering another fourth round pick. But you can find a team that has that philosophy that I just talked about. And you could trade a fourth, a fifth, and 2 6 for a team that's trying to rebuild, say like a Detroit or someone who just operates under the thought that they got a lot of high salaries, so they need a lot of back-end guys to fill in their roster like Baltimore used to, and move up to the third round and get you a starter. That's the point. The point is to get as much currency for these guys as you can. And if you're not going to use them, if you're just going to cut good football players, at least try to find a home for them and find some compensation for yourself. You just got to think about it like this too. The Jags haven't had a bunch of guys leave in free agency over the years. Most of the really, really good players were disgruntled guys that just left, or they were high-priced players like Calais Campbell that got cut to save money, and the Jags would never receive compensatory picks for them. This is a way that they're getting compensatory picks for the talent that they're losing. That's at least until they start getting good enough where they can't re-sign everyone and other teams start actually signing free agents from Jacksonville as unrestricted free agents, which will allow them to eventually get compensatory picks for those guys that they lost also. We're going to hit it in segment two. We're going to talk about some of the positions that the Jags could be looking for as other teams make their cuts. And then in segment three, like I said, we're going to speak on how we're going to tie all of this together and speak on how the Jags can move forward. So it's Tuesday here on Locked On Jaguars. Stand by for segment two here on Locked On Jaguars. It's that time of year again, and all eyes are now turning to football as teams are back on the gridiron to start the football season. As always, BetOnline is your number one spot for all the pro and college football action this season. Get all the updated odds, props, contests, including online's biggest $500,000 NFL mega contest and the world's largest $200,000 NFL survivor contest open now at BetOnline. Head to the website to use your mobile device to sign up today to receive your 100% welcome bonus. Be sure to take advantage of their opening day super promo. Make a bet on the Thursday night game, which is on the 9th, between the Bucks and the Cowboys. And if you lose, your wager will be refunded up to $25 for new customers only when signing up and using promo code NFL100. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet all your favorite sports, from football, basketball, boxing, right to your favorite Vegas casino games. Don't wait and take advantage of all the great offers that are available to you for the 2021 season. BetOnline is your online sports book experts. That's right. It's BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. All right, flashing back here on a Tuesday. As you see, y'all love my guard, man. I got my Locked On. I got my Locked On pullover. I got my Locked On hoodie on. It ain't cold outside. I just wanted to show off my gear a little bit. Plus, I'm having a little bad hair day because I've been away from the shop for 3 days. So I don't go back until tomorrow. And that's when I'll fix my wig. Wig's going to fix his wig. So until then, y'all got to put up this work and this great Locked On hat, this great Locked On pullover. And I'm not going to tell you where you can get it from because you can't buy it, baby. That's right. You got to earn it. You got to earn it. It's merited. Merited gear only here on the Locked On Podcast Network. Positions that we could potentially – let's talk about who they may lose first. Let's talk about the addition by subtraction. And these are guys that the Jags possibly can't keep because they can't keep them because they don't have room for them, or they just haven't quite earned their spot here with the team. There's growing sentiment that the Jaguars are going to keep Taven Bryan. I don't think they should. I'm not close enough to it. I'm not an expert to the point where I'm like a coach and I'm telling you that they're wrong. But I'm going to tell you, we've seen like, what, 4 years of this or 3 years of this? And then I watched him in the preseason game. I just don't see anything special that he brings or anything that he does that warrants them keeping him around. You know, coaches love big body guys that have physical talent, though. It's almost the same debate that – a little bit different, though. It's similar to the debate that I had the other day with talking about C.J. Henderson. And when I was trying to tell people about C.J. Henderson, I'm like, he's the most talented dude they have back there. I don't think Taven's the most talented defensive lineman they have, though. I think he has some talent in terms of physical talent. I just don't think he's able to hit that switch and make that talent football plays. He can't turn it into football plays, right? It's like a chef with all the ingredients, but he can't cook. You go buy the stuff, and you can arrange it, and you can prep it, but you need to move out of the way and let somebody, once those burners come on, because you're going to screw this up. That's how I feel about Taven Bryan, but I want to see if he makes it. The other guy that's at the top of my list is Colin Johnson, whom I like. It's just that this team is making it, they're emphasizing speed. Everybody keeps making the parallel between him and Alan Lazard, who was here and tearing up camp, but he wasn't fast. They let him go, and now he's like the second or third receiver in Green Bay catching balls from Hall of Fame quarterback Aaron Rodgers. They're similar in size. They don't play just alike to me. They really don't. But I see what people are saying. People are like, This is Lazard 2.0. It could be. This is a different organization right now in terms of what they need. And sometimes you do let guys go. Don't be surprised if guys get let go and they can go somewhere else and they can play. I mean, we're picking up other people's stuff. You know, one man's trash is another man's treasure and all of this stuff. So, yeah, we're picking up other people's stuff. But those are the two that I'm not sure about. I'm also not sure about the safeties, the fifth safety that they keep. I think it's going to be Josh Jones. There's some other people that think it's going to be Daniel Thomas. I only have them keeping three running backs. Some people say that there's four that's going to be kept. Latrell Hawkins is intriguing to me because the Titans released him, and he's quick and he's fast, and he provides that element that the Jaguars keep talking about, which is that suddenness. And they just don't have that right now in the backfield. Well, we'll see if they grab him. Rumor has it that, according to Albert Breer, the Jaguars have been searching around the league for interior offensive line help. Everybody else does that too. To get a really, really good player, this is what has to happen. A team has to have a guy who they either drafted or seriously believe in. And then they have to have a high-priced veteran who can still play, but he's on the other side of his peak. And then they'll move him. And that's what you want to do. A guy that's 31, 32 years old. Teams do not get rid of developmental 25, 26-year-old offensive linemen that are just getting them into their prime, because why would you invest all of that time developing a guy and then trade him? Unless you just have a superstar in front of him. And even if you have a guy and he's cheap and he's under contract and you're a contender, then you keep him as a swing dude, because you don't want the lack of offensive line depth to be the reason why you're not making a run deep into the playoffs. So it is hard to find these guys that the Jaguars are going to need and going to be looking for. This is why in the offseason, man, who was it, Grady Jackson? I don't think he ended up getting released. But when there was all this interest in Grady Jackson, or maybe he did end up getting traded, I was like, why don't you go and do it? Y'all remember me saying that stuff? And, I'm just thinking, like, all of these – there were guys out there, man. There were veteran dudes out there who were coming off injury for a team that prides themselves on their strength of performance. They drafted dudes that were coming off injuries. I'm thinking like Eric Fisher, right? I know you said, well, they got Cam Robinson. Eric Fisher played a lot the first half of his career, right tackle. He wasn't a left tackle. He was right. I think he drafted as a left tackle. He played right tackle, and then I think they moved him around a little bit with Schwartz. So It's those type of guys. I'm thinking, like, why not? They didn't cost very much. Maybe they did go after him. I don't know. We never, you know, just because they don't sign a guy doesn't mean that they weren't intrigued. But it's like now you realize we need some help. So what else could they be looking for? Speed at running back, sudden playmakers on offense, edge, maybe, if there's a good veteran edge. Does Bernard McKinney do anything for you, or is he just a two-down player? He's kind of a stiff guy, Mike linebacker. What's really, really out there? I think that they've invested into the defensive backs, and I think they're going to keep them. They like them the way they are. They won't be a wide receiver that's like a guy who can come in here and start. Because if you can pick up a wide receiver on a waiver wire that can come in here and start, you got bigger problems, right? So it has to be the offensive line, and it has to be possibly a playmaker on offense. That's pretty much what it has to be if you're a Jacksonville Jaguar fan. So keep an eye on that, too. We're going to discuss in the third segment exactly what you can expect from today, the rest of the week, and then as we head into, they got 2 weeks now to build their team after today's trimming of rosters. And then they have all of the extra time now to start game planning. So I'm going to talk about what's going to be like this week, and then the Labor Day weekend is going to come, and then what will happen when the team starts transitioning into game week. And we're going to have a lot of fun with that. So stick by for the third segment here on Locked On Jaguars on a Tuesday, and we'll have that for you. After I tell you guys about rockauto.com, rockauto.com is, man, they're the cold, hard truth. You need to save time and money when using rockauto.com. How? Because you're going to choose to spend 30 to 50 or even 100% less for the same parts that you would from a chain store for your car dealership. Rock Auto is a family-owned business serving do-it-yourselfers for over 20 years. Rock Auto prices are reliably low for every customer. They have everything you could need, from brake parts to tail lamps, motor oil, and even new carpet. Man, I'm encouraging you to go visit rockauto.com, check out those prices, and do a price comparison if you have to. And I'm going to tell you right now, I know for a fact you're going to be extremely happy and eager. Even if you don't need parts right now, just do the research for when you do need them, you'll know where to go. Go to rockauto.com right now and see all the parts available for your car or truck. Write Locked On in a box. They have a box. When they say, how did you hear about us? Put Locked On there so they know we sent you. It's amazing selection, reliably low prices. All the parts your car will ever need are at rockauto.com. That's right, man. Rockauto.com is the cold truth. Direct TV stream. Direct TV stream. Unbelievable. You guys need to really understand it and get to know what it is, because a lot of you guys, you have multiple devices, you have multiple packages and multiple TVs, and you're missing out on something. It's got to sound familiar to you, right? So I got to tell you about a simple way to get all of that entertainment you love without the hassle, and a great way to finally get your TV together. I love that phrase, get your TV together. It's called DirecTV Stream, and it brings you your live TV and your on-demand favorites together like never before, so you can watch your favorite sports, movies, and shows all in one place, not on different devices and all of this stuff. And that means no more juggling remotes and no need to buy another device ever again. And the best part, there's no annual contract, and I know you guys will love that. So get rid of the clutter and all of the confusion and get your TV together with DirecTV Stream. And you can learn more about DirecTV.com at DirecTV.com. That's DirecTV.com, and then you look up DirecTV Stream. It's compatible, device required, content varies by package. Rolling along here on a Tuesday edition of what? There you go. Locked On Jaguar. That's what we do. We're rolling along here on a Tuesday edition of Locked On Jaguar. We're going to talk about here in this last short and sweet segment what to expect. All right, what to expect from today. You're going to see those guys right now probably banging the phones. They're all over the place trying to either make trades for or trade some of their players that they know are pretty good and they know teams might need. This is where the pro personnel side of things come into effect. So people always wonder, what does a pro personnel guy, what does he do? And I spent a lot of the offseason when you guys were talking about who should be the GM of the team, and most of you guys brought up Lewis Riddick. And I like Lewis Riddick, but I used to just tell you that I didn't think Lewis Riddick was qualified to be the GM. So what did Lewis Riddick do when he was in Washington? Today is his day to shine. And what that means is this. Pro personnel, they have scouted other teams during the preseason. They've looked at all of their guys, the guys who they've scouted the other team's roster, right? And they know who can play from those other teams, who would fit here if they got cut. But they also know what those teams are deficient in and what those teams might need. So the superstar of the day would be the director of pro personnel. And that's what Riddick did. So in the process, and we were trying to figure out who's going to be the GM here, it may have seemed like I was putting that guy's position down. I wasn't. It's very, very important in the terms of team building. And this is the thing that I always discussed about how I love team building. So the pro personnel guy, this is not the director of college scouting. This is not the scouting department that looks at collegiate players and builds up for the draft. This is a totally different group of people. Now, you can bring in the director of college scouting at this point to tell you if there's a guy out there who's a free agent this year or who you signed it, a drafted guy this year who's about to get cut, a guy who is a free agent who was signed who may get cut, or a guy who in the last 2 or 3 years was a draft prospect. Now you call in your scouting department from the college scouting and you go, what did you see about him? Give me your scouting report from 2 or 3 years ago. Let me take that and the knowledge that I have now based on me going to watch their preseason games, us watching the tape from his preseason games. How did he translate from college? Does your scouting report fit what we see him doing now? Is there a gradual progression that he's gotten better? Is he exactly what you thought he was going to be? If he's an offensive lineman, is he just going to be a interchangeable dude who can't start? Is that what you saw in college? And is that what we see now? Or is he a guy that we're looking at and maybe the coaching and the culture, if we change him and bring him over here, he can do something for us. But this is the pro personnel guy. They have a book on all of the guys from the NFL around the league. And they can say, sign him. We liked him. It's similar to what Urban did when Urban got the advice from all of his coaches that he hired from NFL teams. And he was asking about players that they had played with in the past, like Agnew and guys like that. And those coaches vouch for those guys. Well, here's your pro personnel guy. Your pro personnel guy probably never watches your own games. Usually the pro personnel people during home games, they're probably somewhere else. You know? It's like they're scouting other teams, your future opponents. They also bring you back information from, you know, what those guys are doing if it's a future opponent 3 weeks from now. So here's where he makes his money today. Nope. You know what? Buffalo has an offensive lineman. They can't afford to keep him because they're going to try to put him on. They're going to try to cut him and put him on a practice squad. But they're deep and he can play. He might be their 10th guy, but he can be our 7th guy. That's what a pro personnel guy does. You know what? Hawkins just got cut from Tennessee. We didn't claim him. We liked him a little bit. But you know what? He showed a little something in the preseason games, and he probably looks like he could give us something. So why don't we bring him in and see what we can do for a week? And maybe if we get him in our program, decide if we want to recycle him back to our practice squad. Or if there is a veteran out there, did you watch him play? Yeah, you know what? He played in the first quarter. He did pretty good. It's just that they got this guy behind him that's so good and is pushing, and they're going to save money by cutting him. So maybe it's worth sending him a 5th-round pick, the one you just, you know, got for Gardner Minshew, and bringing him in just for a couple of years. This is the day where pro personnel guys shine. So I didn't want to make it seem like those guys aren't important, but when you guys were talking about hiring a guy who had only been the pro personnel director, who'd never done college scouting, and the difference is, the college scouts saw these dudes in college, got a book on them, kept the scouting report, and now if they become the GM, they can go watch his pro tape or ask the pro personnel director, but they also have an independent memory of when they saw him in college. And they had a book on him already. And they remembered him. Just like Urban remembered these guys he recruited that didn't go to Ohio State. I recruited him. I know him. He recruited these guys. J2 Feeling, remember me talking about how he recruited those guys? So he knows, he has an independent knowledge of them. Generally, the pro personnel guy does not know college players. They know college players like you know college players. They know college players because they watch games just like you and I. This is why I kept, and now you guys are understanding why I said, if a guy has just pro personnel experience, he's not qualified to be your general manager because he's also not run a scouting department, which is way bigger than the pro personnel department. So today is the day for the pro personnel guy to shine. This is his time. And whatever you see him do, this will come from the pro personnel department. I hope I explained that to y'all. I'm glad I finally got the opportunity to really break that down because a lot of people don't understand the inner workings. It's also why a lot of former players don't get the chance to be GMs, unless you're John Lynch and Mike Mayock. They went to TV and got that bump. But it's also why a bunch of former players, because former players, if they go to the scouting department, especially great players, guys that are like millionaires, you think you're going to eat peanut butter and jelly sandwiches and drive around to North Texas A&M on a Tuesday and then be to New Mexico State on Wednesday and then leave there, go to UNLV on Thursday? Usually that's for a scout. And that's the guy that goes up through the ranks on the scouting side. Pro personnel guy who's played the game and has money, his expertise is the locker room and watching NFL guys play, not watching college guys play and projecting. So he's going to be at home 5 days a week, fly out, watch a game, come back, give his report or whatever, and be around the players, be around the locker room, talk to coaches. And that's why a lot of those guys are usually never as qualified to be GMs, because that's the route that they take as opposed to the peanut butter and jelly sandwiches and knowing every college coach and knowing every player personnel director in college and knowing who the directors of scouting are and running the NFL combine days and the workouts at these small schools at Edward Waters College and all of these places. It's just a different game, man. It's just a different game. So tell you what a different game is too. The difference in whether you make money or not is whether you listen to the Bet Locked On Bets podcast hosted by your boy Q and handicapping expert Lee Sterling. Get daily picks, blowout specials, wrong team favorite picks, and Lee Sterling's lock of the day. Follow the Locked On Bets podcast, brought to you by betonline.ag, wherever you get your podcasts. All right, man, keep your eye out today for cuts, signings, trades, all of that stuff. We'll see how it looks come tomorrow. But what they're going to do is they're going to do this. They're going to go through this week, probably try to have their team built, all of the deals made by probably Saturday or Sunday. And then Labor Day, while you guys are stuffing your face, they're going to be game planning for the week. So I hope the Jaguars take the approach that they're going to get all of this stuff out of the way this week, have their team, know who their guys are, and then come Sunday night, it's all about the game plan. It's all about Houston. It's all about getting this team prepared because they're going to have a short week of practice. Well, not really a short week of practice, but whenever you travel, it changes things a little bit, you know, in how you approach the game because you have to factor in, you know, traveling. So let's just see how we get through this week and see what the Jaguars make. Hopefully there isn't a lot of turnover, because then that would mean that they weren't confident in who they wanted to be. So this is a very, very important day. It's real fun. It's real fun to see these cut downs and see who's out there for the Jaguars. Make sure you stay tuned in to Locked On Jaguars here every day for all of your news concerning the Jacksonville Jaguars. All right, man, till tomorrow, man. This is your boy Tony Wiggins signing off. Take care.